The doctor is in. Dr. Jeffrey Copen, that is, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. And Dr. Copen, Dr. Arwady, the city's top health official, is speaking this hour, answering questions about COVID. And there's some awfully good news. She said the city right now, city of Chicago, averaging fewer than 10 COVID cases, hospitalizations, that is, per day, less than 10. I heard on our news earlier today that Elmhurst had zero. A couple other hospitals had zero. Last time you were on, you talked to us about how you've had very few there in Lake Forest. It's pretty incredible how far we've come.
Yeah, good afternoon to everybody on this really beautiful, beautiful day.
It is.
I got the update from the Chicago Health Department probably 2 hours ago. Mm-hmm. These must be the data that Dr. Arwady is talking about right now.
Probably.
It's so favorable. You know, we're looking at positivity rates on testing under 1%, you know, very few new cases. Hospitalizations continue to drop. We went 3 days in a row here in Lake Forest without a single COVID patient in the hospital. Think about that. 3 days in a row. Today we have two. I'll take that. I like zero better than two, but two is fine. And we're seeing that all over the state. I was looking at the Illinois Department of Public Health data from today, and it's showing the same thing. It's just a very, very favorable trend we're seeing all over the state of Illinois, and particularly in the Chicago metropolitan area.
Yeah, it certainly is good to hear. I mean, less than 1% positivity, 0.6, I think it was. Is that what you're looking at for the city?
Right. That's right. Crazy. That's right.
Absolutely crazy. The thing that dominates the headlines now, and you talk about this a lot, is the Delta variant. You feel that is, you know, overtaking the other variants, and that's sort of what has been predicted. There are some scary headlines associated with it, and I just I wonder if you'll speak to that again, Dr. Copen. I know you've addressed it before, but it is the news, and it is making news.
Yeah, it is. Sometimes I think what makes the news fills a void. You know, things are going so well, and let's enjoy that. Let's celebrate where we are right now in the pandemic, that things are going so well, and let's not let some of these more negative stories that are out there dominate the way we're thinking about this. I mean, we've been in this for so long. It's over 15 months, and it's, let's just celebrate the good news. All right, so now we can go on to the Delta, which, you know, obviously isn't good news. We are getting more information from around the world. It really is more transmissible. And as everyone will recall, the original virus that we had, that then was supplanted. It was taken over by that alpha variant that started in Britain, and that one was more transmissible. And Delta, no surprise, is more transmissible than the alpha. However, people who are vaccinated are not getting this, and the few people who do get it have a very mild case. So even though it's more transmissible, our vaccines still are incredibly effective against it, and people have to remember that. So if you're not vaccinated, get vaccinated. This is a great time to get vaccinated during this nice period that we're in before the Delta is here in greater numbers than it is right now. And I do believe we will see that.
Yeah, I hear you on that. One of the other things Dr. Arwady is talking about is how do you get vaccinated, the populations that currently are not? Are there incentives that will do that? And then two of the populations she pointed out are still younger Americans, younger Chicagoans and people here, far less likely than older adults to get the vaccine. I noticed, though, that colleges, including U of I, just became the latest. Loyola, DePaul, Northwestern, so many other local universities and universities across the country are now requiring it for in-person learning. I imagine that's going to boost those numbers.
Kind of the ultimate incentive, right? If you're a university student, it's great when we talk about a shot for a shot, you know, whatever it might be. But this is better, you know. This only makes sense. You know, where are we most worried about the transmission of this virus? Indoor and closed spaces. So if you're a student in a university, you're going to be indoor closed spaces an awful lot. And we don't want to see some variant sweep through any of our colleges or universities. We experienced that during the last academic year, and we know we can prevent this with the vaccine. So I'm personally very pleased with the decision to mandate the vaccine for college students if they're going to attend in-person class. I think that's the right thing to do.
Testing doesn't seem to be at the levels it once was, and we actually have a question about that from a listener, 773. So how many people are getting tested daily? I'm thinking that might be in response to us saying the positivity rate is so low. I don't know. Are testing rates as, they can't be as high as they were because people who are vaccinated maybe aren't getting tested? What are you seeing, Dr. Copin?
Yeah, for sure. The total number, that the listener is correct. The total number of tests that we're doing a day throughout the state is way down over where it was. I have to say, just from my own perspective, I think back to the bad old days of March and April and May in 2020 when we had no testing, right? Remember that, Anna?
Of course.
I mean, it was just so difficult to get tested.
I had a friend who lived in isolation from her family because she thought she had it, but she couldn't get access to a test, so she lived in one room in their house. I mean, that's how it was.
Right, exactly. And so many of us, either had that experience ourselves or we know people who did. And even for our sickest patients, we're having a hard time in the beginning getting them tested. We were making the diagnosis based on other clinical information, not the test, because we just couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. So today we have plenty of tests. We can test anyone. I have a friend who I helped. He needed to have a PCR test for COVID. He works in Japan. And in order to get into Japan, he had to have a test done within 48 hours. We could get that done. The turnaround time was less than 12 hours. So that part's fantastic. But who's going to get tested now? Since the number of people who are getting ill with COVID, thank goodness, is so low, those people aren't going to get tested. So it's people like my friend who's traveling internationally, or somebody who's going to have a procedure in a hospital or a clinic who's getting tested. Mm-hmm. And it would make sense that the positivity rate would be as low as it is. But I believe that's a real positivity rate. We're just not seeing a lot of sick people with COVID. We're not seeing them in our clinics or in emergency rooms. And that's just a great place to be right now.
Question 262, what if you already had COVID but you're not vaccinated? How susceptible are you to the Delta variant?
This is a great question. We know there is natural immunity in people who have been infected. And undoubtedly, there'll be some natural immunity also to the Delta variant. Having said that, now that we are months out from people who've had the natural infection, there's been a number of studies that have been done around the world that are continued to be done, looking at how long the natural immunity lasts. And that's really the question that our listener is asking, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is there seems to be some decrease in the natural immunity as the months ensue from the time of infection and recovery. The recommendation has been and continues to be, and I would say now even more strongly, that if you have been infected and you recovered from COVID, make sure you get immunized. The immunization provides an even more robust immunization to the COVID virus, and you'll be in a much better place even for the Delta virus, or maybe we can even say particularly for the Delta variant, should you be vaccinated. So you had natural immunity from the infection, still go ahead and get vaccinated. You'll be in a much more robust place in terms of your immunity to the virus.
Dr. Copin, we also have questions about wondering if the vaccine is working for you. People are going and getting their antibody testing anyway to see where they are. Is that something you would recommend? What would you say to folks concerned about that?
Yeah, so I would say for somebody who has a normal immune system, you're not immunocompromised in any way. You don't need to do that. At this point in the history of the vaccine, and at this point in the history of the pandemic, with the hundreds of millions of people who have been vaccinated around the world, actually it's over a billion now, we know that the vaccines work. Therefore, there's no need to get an antibody test. If you are immunocompetent, you don't have an immunocompromised state, you can assume that you are immunized and you're fine. No need to test. For people who have some type of immunocompromised state, that's the kind of thing you want to talk to your physician about, the one who treats you for your immunocompromised state, because there are many different kinds of immunocompromised states. There are millions of people in the country who have some type of immunocompromised state, and they're not all the same. So it's really difficult to make a blanket recommendation about antibody testing for that population of people. So you should really speak to your physician about it and decide whether it makes sense to have your antibody tested. Now, if you do have your antibody test, not every antibody test is equal. Some antibody tests don't look for the right thing. The antibody test that you want to have is the one that goes for the spike protein, that famous spike protein on the surface of the COVID virus.
Who can forget what that looks like?
What's that?
Who can forget what that looks like? And we've seen that so many times.
Exactly. I know. We all dream about that. We have nightmares about
right.
it.
Right, nightmares.
That's right. Yeah, you're right, Anna. But that spike protein, that's what the antibody is directed to from the immunizations, and that's what the antibody test should be for.
Dr. Copen, I know you got to run. Can we take a quick question? Because Lisa's on the line, and I think she's got one that a lot of people might be wondering. Go ahead, Lisa, your question for Dr. Copen. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Hi, Dr. Copen. Hi, Anna. My question is, I had my first Moderna vaccine in January, my second one in February, so after 2 weeks, it's been since March. Coming up on the 6 months in February, should I be concerned, because I was hearing the efficacy of the vaccines was 6 months, so am I going to need a booster in September?
Stand by for the answer.
Great question. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a wonderful question, and thank you for it. So the six-month number comes from the last published study looking at the original group of people who were vaccinated with the Moderna vaccine. So at 6 months, we were told that the immunity was still great. So now we're waiting for the subsequent data that will tell us that it's still great. And what I am seeing and what I am reading is telling us that if you had the Moderna back in January and February, you are fine. At this point, going into the summer, you have nothing to worry about. And it's looking better and better that we're going to have lasting immunity that will go on for many months, if not into a year, but beyond a year and more. And this, of course, leads us to the question about boosters. Are we going to need a booster? We don't know that. The vaccine experts and immunologists are in the process of analyzing that question. And I think as we get deeper into the summer, we'll start to see the recommendation come out from those authorities.
All right, let's stand by for that. Lisa, we got to run. Thank you for that question. Again, thought a lot of people might wonder that exact thing. Dr. Copen, thank you for the time. As always, we so appreciate you, and take care of yourself, too.
All right. Thank you, Anna, and everybody enjoy this beautiful day. I heard on the news it was described as temperate. I just think it's beautiful.
It's so gorgeous.
Enjoy.
It is. Thank you, Dr. Copen.